Hello, everybody. I'm Lee Carroll.
And I'm Monica Morani.
Thank you so much for coming to our Circle of 12. It's another Healing Wednesday. This particular Wednesday is for everyone, plus the subscribers. And it is indeed our pleasure and privilege to yet again come to you on this Wednesday evening. Now, that's the plan, is that we would always be on a Wednesday evening. I like the day. It's kind of a comfortable time.
You know, it's always known as the hump day because it's the middle of the week. So I think it's perfect.
That's kind of why I did it. You know, this is when we need it.
Really,
yeah.
We do.
And we really did look at that and say, is it better to do it on a Sunday or a Saturday? And I chose Wednesday because that's when I think I would like to have a little bit of rejuvenation and refreshing. Let me just talk about the streaming. I will mention this every single time. And so if you are specifically a subscriber, you're going to get tired of me saying this. But what is happening is that we are seeing more subscribers come online all the time. Yeah. So this may be actually new for you. Streaming is a funny animal, and I say that all the time. And streaming is more taxing, I would say, to your computer and to your internet than simply watching a video. And many things can happen. It has to stream properly from our end and be received properly from your end. And in there, anything can happen. We had a thing happen the other day where we have somebody who was watching literally, I would say, blocks from when it was being streamed to the studio and having a hard time with it. And then at the same time, people were getting it 3,000 miles away perfectly. You just don't know. So here are my instructions, and they are the same instructions every single time. If you're having trouble, and this program is starting and stopping, first of all, refresh often on your browser. There's better browsers to use. We like Chrome and Firefox. They seem to be a little more robust for streaming. But if you are having troubles, and what I do mean is it's the refresh, the thing stops, the audio jiggles around. If that's the case, it's going to be frustrating for you. And I'm saying just turn it off, because approximately an hour and a half or so after this program, the recording plays. And so we're recording all of this. The recording is from the studio, so it's perfect. And in the replays, it's much easier for your browser to have that without the starting and stopping. It's better to do that than to be frustrated. And so I'll just say, these are important things that we want to give you, and especially in the channel in the Circle of 12. So don't be frustrated, turn it off, come back at the replay. So, and that's for everybody. The replays are there for everybody on this free Wednesday. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I am super excited because today's guest speaker is going to be Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know Peggy, she's the founder of the EMF, which is electromagnetic field balancing technique. Mm-hmm. And I just want to share my story. I know I've written about it in my books, but when I had personal trauma with my marriage collapsing, I went on a journey and a search, and I ended up moving to New Zealand, and my very first yoga class in New Zealand, I was given a Kryon book, and it was Kryon Book 7, but the thing I remember about that book the most is there was a chapter in it from Peggy on EMF, and as soon as I started reading it, I lit up like a Christmas tree, my cells were vibrating, and I just knew I had to do this work. And I got so immersed in the teachings of Peggy, and it completely changed my life. And it was through that I actually met Lee. So Lee, the first time I ever met you was because I was going to South America.
You were in Chile.
To do the training with Peggy. And
right.
You were also there as part of the,
that's right,
the team. And what's your story with Peggy?
Oh, I've got stories with Peggy. The thing that I would like to say even before I tell you my stories is that Peggy has stewarded, I would say, this whole process of EMF balancing worldwide, and there's nothing like it. In mm-hmm. fact, it has many layers of, I would say, teaching and understanding. It's not all that simple. In its, I would say, basic form, it is. However, when you get into it, you see that there is a complexity of it, and it just gets better and better. And all of this, I say, she has stewarded this. No one else has anything even similar to this particular process. There's a book about it as well. But it doesn't stop there. We've been doing this now for many, many years, and I'm about to tell you my Peggy story. And in those years, I've watched Peggy not only refine this, and the phases kept coming and coming, and the classes kept coming, but then there was a big switch. And suddenly we have Peggy doing other things, including channeling. Now, I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming because the shift created so many different kinds of things. Today, we find Peggy mostly at home, caring for her husband, and she's working 24/7, and she truly is. She's giving classes, readings, EMF, and more. And so all of these things is Peggy Phoenix DeBrow. Now, here is what I want to tell you. A little bit about my story. Are you ready for this story?
I am.
Okay.
I'm not even sure I've heard it.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's, I'm definitely ready for
see,
it.
See, the reason I want to tell it is because it involves your country.
Oh,
which
okay.
By the way, she's from Australia. Could you tell? Peggy is one of, if not the original, Cryon team member.
Mm.
Did you know that? I think I told you that before. That's before Robert Coxon or Dr. Wolf or any of those.
Yes.
And she also represents something in my life, and that is the first time I ever left the States to go anywhere. And I felt that Australia was probably the safest place because they spoke English, kind of. And so Peggy, being, as I say, the first team member, it's the first time we ever went offshore, and Peggy was with us, and the two of us then presented. Now, it wasn't the only time we went to Australia, because I think even in 1 year, we may have gone as many as three times. Australia is enormous, it's huge country, and there's lots of cities, so we wanted to touch on as many as we could. What I want to tell you is about the first time we went. So here we are, just truly, as you might come and think of me, my first offshore meeting. This is what I was doing for a living now for 30 years here, but there's always a first time. And so there were a lot of new things to learn and be and do and whatever. We found ourselves in Brisbane. Now, in Australia, you call it Brizzy?
Yep, it's Brizzy. And actually, I think this particular time you're talking about is the 90s.
It was 90s.
The 1990s.
96, so, I think.
96. So.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it was Brisbane. And those of you who are looking
Brizzy,
privy to these things, say, no, it wasn't. It was, I think it was because we were on our way to Cairns. And Brisbane's a big city, and it had a wonderful concert arena. Now, this arena that it had was multiple, meaning that it was so large you could have multiple concerts in it, and they were all then walled off in a way, and they would configure it in different ways, so you couldn't hear even a rock concert next to you.
How cool is that?
Well, I didn't believe it, because we were about ready to do a Cryon meditation, channeling with a big crowd, and we found out that next to us, the day we were going to do that, was a rehearsal for a rock group called the Smashing Pumpkins.
No way.
Yes. Have you ever heard of the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
Right. Is that an Aussie group?
No, it's an
American
band.
Group. All right.
Yeah.
So obviously they were on tour. And we were at first saying, okay, is that really going to work? Because we're going to have really loud stuff in one section. And here we are doing meditations. So we brought in the person who was responsible for those kinds of questions, the caretaker at that time of the facility. And we sat him down and said, I'm really concerned about noise, because what we're doing, we're a meditative group. I didn't tell him we were channeling because I didn't want him to, get up and leave. But, that's another story. And so he said, Mr. Carroll, he said, you're not going to hear them at all, but there is one other thing. There's always one other thing.
Yeah.
And he said, we are handing you these wireless microphones that you've rented from us. And he said, the Smashing Pumpkins, well, they use wireless guitars. So that means that they send their signals from their guitar playing to their amplifiers. And he said, we cannot control the frequency they're going to use because they're not using our equipment.
Huh.
And there is a potential chance that they might be on your frequency. And I said, and what does that mean? And he said, well, you might be channeling and suddenly get raucous guitar music through the PA system. Whatever Smashing Pumpkins would sound like. You know, like that. And of course, that was just one more thing for this novice to worry about.
Yeah.
Because I'd never done this. I hadn't been in places like this. A big place, a lot of people, microphones, lots of sound, and I could just say, oh, the guitars. So it was on my mind. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to understand that my countenance, what Crying talks about, I go inside, I say, Crying, is this going to be an issue, and whatever, and all I get is a wink. So, you know, I was like, it's not going to be an issue. And this is what I got. I talked to Crying in the shower. Mm-hmm. This is crazy, but I do. So I'm there, and I get such a loving feeling, like, and a wink as well. Uh-huh. No problem. It's enough for me. It always is enough for me. So we just go. We go and do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Not a peep, not a guitar.
It was Crying saying it's going to be fine.
Yes, but there's more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Later, we heard that while the Smashing Pumpkins were in rehearsal, coming through their guitar amplifiers very loud was, "Greetings, dear ones." So our signal went to them. So
the opposite happened of what you thought.
Exactly. These are the kinds of stories.
I wonder what they thought.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows what they thought? First of all, they thought there was
possessed.
It was exactly. Yeah. It's knowing them, they probably threw away the amplifier.
This is junk equipment.
It's junk. There's somebody in there doing funny things. Yeah. We have a lot of stories, and what we've decided to do is to share these things that no one really has heard ever, and these Healing Wednesdays, just to make you aware of some of our history and some of the things that I've had. And that what made that fun is it was in your country. I didn't know you then.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. And I was just...
I didn't know me then either.
Was this before your awakening, 96?
Yes, a lot before. I guess that time when I went to New Zealand, I moved there in 2006. So it was a good ways before that happened. Yeah.
So Peggy continued with us and has, and ever since, she worked for years and years and years as the first team member, and then we added Robert Coxon, and then there were others. And so for many years, over a decade and a half, I think, all around the world, we had Peggy, and Peggy was a favorite. You're going to meet her, and you're going to meet her in an interview that we're doing Zoom today. And what interview Zoom? You're probably used to that. Just means that she's coming to us from Arizona, and so you're not going to get to see what she really does. And I'll tell you, if you saw her in performance, what she really does is she comes out on the stage, and I always remember this, much to the consternation of the technicians. She always says, "Turn up the lights, turn up the lights." They'll spend an hour lighting the stage, and it all goes away when she wants the lights, because she wants to see the people that she's talking to, and then it starts, and they love her, and they laugh, and they cry. And I can remember the days when she was strutting up and down that stage. It's just, this is who she is, a vivacious blonde gal. So that's Peggy Phoenix DeBrow, and you're going to meet her a little later today.
Yeah.
What do you want to do next?
Well, I think it's almost time for a channel, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Is everyone else ready?
I think so.
I think they are too.
Good.
Yeah. So I will do a very short meditation. And really the meditation, it's just to stop, take a breath, allow the intellect to take a back seat, because we want to connect with our heart energy. Our heart and brain and pineal all work together to give us intuitive messages. That's where the intuition comes from. And so let's take a breath, close our eyes. Dismiss all thoughts of what we need to do when we finish or what we were doing before we started. This is your time. This is your sacred space. This is your gift to yourself. to sit and receive. Allow yourself to receive the perfect love that Cryon has.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. If you're new to this particular program, dear ones, you might ask the question, when channeling occurs, does the one in the chair, the one that is channeling, know what is being said? It leads me to tell you that the man in the chair has an agreement with me, the engineer of 30 years ago, made certain that he would hear and be there. He steps aside, you might say, but he's still here. And this was the agreement that I had with him, so that he would be comfortable with what comes through the veil. Now, there are many who channel where it makes no difference whatsoever. In fact, they say that it is a more complete experience, for some can get up and walk around, and my partner cannot. This was the trade-off, that his eyes would remain shut and that he would not move around. He's tried a number of times. It didn't work out well. I say this because he's here. It is not an out-of-body experience to the degree where he goes somewhere else and returns later and knows nothing that happened. Fully aware he is. He can even tell you what was said. But he does not influence the message. The message of Cryon can be summarized in many ways, but it's all about you, dear ones, and it changes. The messages change as you change. If you wish to see the kind of changes, even before these particular channels were recorded in an audio fashion, you can see it by reading the messages. And the first messages would seem cryptic, almost metaphoric, and not what they are today, because the consciousness has changed of those receiving. It really has. The biggest message I ever had to any of you has been that the consciousness on the planet is shifting. My first message to you was that the magnetic grid would shift accordingly in order to allow a higher consciousness to be in the couch of the magnetics of the planet. That is a metaphor, and what it means is that the magnetic grid of the Earth literally is allied to consciousness. Now, that was a stretch all those years ago to say those things, and there was no proof. Today there is. That has been part of what my partner does, is to go from city to city and to show all of the science and the proof of this. But that's not what we do today. You see, consciousness is starting to really shift. There are those who would ask a lot of questions, especially about the human body. We're in a session now, which we will call a healing time. Not all of the channels will be about healing. This one truly is, for it asks a bigger question than anyone truly has asked. And that is this: is there something in the human body that is so different from consciousness that actually runs the show when it comes to your chemistry? And it's not your brain, and it's not your heart, and it's not your pineal. And the answer is yes. And it is well known by many. It even has a name, and the name is called innate. Innate is that which many have called the smart body. Smart because it knows a lot more than you do. A lot more. For instance, if you have an invasion, a virus, a bacteria, anything, innate knows it immediately. White blood cells are racing to the place where perhaps it occurred. You have no idea, and won't until the symptoms of that occur, maybe days later. Innate knows all of these things instantly. Dear ones, innate will know when the first cancer cell enters your body. And you'll find out perhaps weeks later, maybe even months later, when something just isn't right. And then the tests will begin. Therefore, innate is some very, very special thing. Every single human has it. Those who use it as a tool use it through a process they have called kinesiology. Some will call that muscle testing. That is one way to ask innate questions. Another process called body talk. It's the same kind of process, perhaps a little more refined, where it takes a trained medical person then to ask the questions of the body in a certain order to pinpoint the things that you want to know, that you need to know. Do you know your blood type? You say, well, yes, I had a test the other day. No, I didn't ask you that. Would you have known your blood type without the test? Of course not. Innate does. You see where I'm going with this? One of the most elegant processes that talks to innate in a curative fashion, instead of one that asks questions, is homeopathy. We have spoken of this before, too. Here is a system of sending signals to your smart body of what you wish to cure. And through the tinctures carefully prepared, there are tiny, tiny chemical amounts, much too small to cause any kind of a reaction, put into the body under the tongue, and it becomes curative. It's like innate starts to see, oh, that's what she wants. Oh, that's what he wants. And the curing begins. There is so much proof of this, dear ones, for hundreds of years. This is not something that has come since the shift. It's not something that you get from the New Age. It is not something that you get from channeling. This has been around a long time, and the reason I am speaking of it now is because this is what's going to change. I want you to show how to show you just how archaic right now this whole process is. It's almost like you're standing in a dark room, and there's a wall, and you know on the other side of the wall is all of the secrets of your chemistry. What's going on? What's going on right now with your body? That's what you know is on the other side of that wall. And you see, you might say that wall is what separates you from innate. And at this point in human civilization, you're still poking the wall. You poke it to see if it pokes back. You ask the wall questions in a certain way. You give it tinctures and chemicals. It's all metaphoric. But do you see what I'm saying? Never does innate step forward and say, hello, it's nice to know you. What is it we're going to do today? What if you could do that? You have an amazing body intelligence. That's what it is. It's intelligent that knows what's going on. That intelligence is responsible for all processes in the body. That particular innate not just knows what's going on, but you might say it's the control panel of what's going on. Of course, it works with the brain and consciousness, the heart, the pineal, but it doesn't represent itself as being one of those things. but it receives instructions from all of them. Here's what I want to tell you. That wall will soon become a piece of paper. And in that, you'll be able to not only see what it is that you cannot see now, but you're going to start realizing you can communicate. You can communicate one-on-one. What if you could talk to your innate right now? And that speaking that you would have would be you with yourself. Have you ever thought about speaking to your own innate in a friendly way? In an authoritative way? After all, you are the boss of your body. Years and years ago, I started saying, it's time to talk to your cells. Talk to the cellular structure of your body. These are my, I would say, long-term instructions, even before these times occurred, this shift occurred. And now that is so much greater and grander than simply talking to yourselves or even having a meeting. If you're in charge of your body, and if innate is there in every single human, and it is, what do you think innate would like? Put yourself in the place of being on the other side of the wall. What do you think innate would want? Here's the control panel for the human being, you, who is blocked from really seeing or talking to you. Every once in a while, it'll answer questions. Every once in a while, it'll see an instruction set come along, but it doesn't know you. What do you think it wants? If you could put a personality on innate, what would it want? I'll tell you what it wants. It wants you. More than anything else, your body would love to be able to have a conversation with you one-on-one. And what would you say to innate if the wall came down? And that, dear ones, is about healing. And that, dear ones, is what happens in the circle of 12 because, you see, innate is multidimensional. And you might say, well, how do you know that, Cryan? And I'll tell you, because DNA is multidimensional. That has been proven. Part of your cellular structure is multidimensional. Not all of it. But innate is part of all of those dimensionalities. And it's the reason you're not able to stand up and simply talk to it, because you remain in 3D. But that is starting to change. What would you say to innate? Years ago, I told my partner what to say to innate. And I said, innate is responsible for the quickness of your rejuvenation. Innate is also responsible for how often you rejuvenate, how often the cells divide. You might think that is a process that simply happens in the body. Innate controls it. There has to be a time clock. And if you do nothing and you say nothing, that time clock will simply happen by itself on its own. But if the boss wants to speak, and that's you, how about you say this? Count every other day. Let's have aging slow down. Let's not age with the clock that was given to you, body. Let's control it. Let's talk to innate who controls all things, and that is aging. And that's just one of so many things that you could say to your innate. And does it work? Oh, yes, it works. I told you before that the body is designed to live a lot longer. Twice right now, maybe even three times what your lifespan is. And the only reason it doesn't is because it defaults to the clock that you were born with, not the one you're telling it. The circle of 12 puts you in a multidimensional place where you can begin to speak to your innate. And that is what some of you are feeling, a meld that goes right into your cells. These are the messages.
that I want to give more and more. What is happening now that is so different from back then, but that we talked about back then when we spoke of the new human in a new normal? And that is what is happening today. And so it is.
And allow the energy of the channel to continue to move through your body. Trust that there'll still be some energetic communication. Bring your awareness back into your body. Bring your awareness back into the room. And now I am so super excited that our next guest is Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. And honestly, Lee, if it wasn't for Peggy, I wouldn't be involved in any of the cryon work.
I would never have met you if it were not for
Peggy. Exactly.
We talked about Peggy in the first section as being the original cryon team member,
yes.
Period. And we talked about our experiences in Australia and all. I don't know how many people know that you have gone through her courses and you are, what would you call it? Are
accredited EMF practitioner.
That's
and
right.
The body of work that Peggy has is profound. And we don't have time. I have so many stories I could share about that. But let's say hi to Peggy. Peggy, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, good to see you.
Hey. Wonderful.
Thank
good
you.
Good to see everyone else, even if it's multidimensional.
No, you're. You know what I tell people? I say they've got cameras in their computers, and I can see all of them.
Oh, there's a little thing on top of the camera now.
Yeah, right.
All right, so I want to let people know all about Peggy. If this is the first time you're meeting Peggy, well, let me tell you, Peggy Phoenix Dubrow is the originator of the EMF balancing technique. And speaking from my own personal experience, she is the most joyful and loving teacher. She's a distinguished international speaker. She's a true pioneer in the field of human-to-human energy dynamics. Now, EMF, the energy work, stands for electromagnetic field. And it's the electromagnetic field balancing technique that she brings to the planet. It's delivered as a human-to-human delivery system with honor and respect to each individual as well as all of humanity.
Her work was born in 1988. During a multidimensional experience of no beginning and no end and infinite love. That is truly a multidimensional experience. She discovered an evolutionary system in the human energy body, now known around the world as the Universal Calibration Lattice. Mm-hmm.
At that time, Peggy received this message. One day, humans will know the importance of the human electromagnetic field and its role in conscious evolution. And that day is finally here. It is now widely accepted that consciousness affects reality. And the more coherent the consciousness, the better it is.
Her latest work is the Master Activation Series. You see, she does more than just EMF. Presented online in multiple languages, open to all. The master activations are another way to work with developing your ability to focus and direct your personal energy with conscious coherence in a state of peace-filled environment.
If empowerment. The environment is peace-filled.
And if you ask Peggy who she is, she says she's an evolutionary. And this is one of the things that she's going to tell you. She is a good friend, and she's been with us a very long time. All of these years we've known her, she's not changed. She is what you get, and the joy that you see is her. And through the good times and through the difficult times, it's always been there, and you see what you get. And we love that about you, Peggy, and I want to turn it to you.
Thank you so, so much. I'm going to do my best not to do the happy tears. I've got mascara on today. So it's really lovely to be with both of you. And before I talk about the work and what I do, I wanted to thank you, Cryon, both of you, for everything you're doing. These Healing Wednesdays, this is like a dream come true. You are also gathering together all kinds of healers with their work and honoring their work. And to me, that's really important we do that, because as we come together, each one of us, with our piece of the puzzle, we get to open up new awareness, new levels of consciousness, and you're providing the space for us to do that. And at the same time, Cryon opens up this beautiful energy for us to continue to evolve our ability to heal. Hmm. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Well done, my dear friends. We are evolutionaries, you know?
That's very touching, Peggy.
Yeah.
I'm just blown away by how
that comes from the master.
Spirit has gone full circle with me being your student and now speaking to you as kind of the co-partnership with Lee and the relation, you know, the spiritual connection between you and Lee. I'm so deeply honored and blessed to be where we all are right now.
And I'm just, I feel like I'm your big brother who gives you bad jokes. And that's
I count on
that's my job.
To make it through life. No.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about EMF first.
Okay. Well, one of the things I did want to add here about the EMF balancing technique is that, you know, you've been talking a lot about Australia and Uluru, and I went with you the first time you were there, Lee, and it was amazing stepping out into the world that way. And the first time I went back to teach in Australia, in my first class, there was an Aboriginal woman, and her name is Rosa. And Rosa did the whole training of the four sessions, and she worked beautifully, and it was wonderful to work with her. And at the end of the class, we did this wonderful circle where we sat around to encourage one another and talk about what we had experienced. And she looked at me and she said, "I have never wanted to learn anything from a white person." Now, Cryon says I'm in hiding this time, so I'm in disguise. But she said to me, "But this work," she said, "this work is pure and beautiful, and I will take it back to my people." I was deeply honored, deeply honored.
Peggy, you've got, just if people didn't know, and we've mentioned this before, especially with the Aborigine, they really check you out, as they should. And they have such a profound belief system of their own. They are some of the oldest and wisest people on the planet. And so for one to come and say that is really significant. And congratulations for that.
Yeah, beautiful story. I hadn't heard that before, and I just deeply value how that makes me feel even more about the work.
Yes.
Because I've always, that's what got me involved in all of this in the first place, was reading your story in Crying Book 7 and just having such a deep connection, because the work is pure. And let's tell people about it.
Okay, all right. So the EMF balancing technique, it's a way to work with this universal calibration lattice, this evolutionary system in our energy anatomy. You can see, I tried to show what it looks like. You can see an animation of it. You can learn more about it if you go to my website to see what's there. But the work itself, it's very interesting. It goes layer by layer, and it creates deep coherence. Mm-hmm. And it was an answer. I thought it was first for me, the system in the energy anatomy, because in my experience of no beginning and no end, and I always say this was without drugs or alcohol, it was a deep desire to remember God, creator, source. And with that remembrance came this amazing energy of infinite love. To me, it's as if it happened yesterday. It is with me my entire life. Everything I do, all of this work, is to help us activate that energy of infinite love. It is in each one of us. And the stronger we become and our ability to be able to express this energy, which is electrical, alive, and transformative, the better. But what was really needed was deep coherence. And I didn't understand that, because I'm a bit of a wild woman and I like lots of energy, and I went to all kinds of places on all kinds of levels of existence. It's so interesting. I thought I was going to be a microbiologist. I did the college prep course. That's what I wanted to be. And then I started to have expanded conscious experiences. And then I met shamans along the way. And I studied with the Brazilian shaman and an African shaman. And I studied last with a Native American Lakota pipe carrier. Her name is Little Hawk. And I spent several years apprenticing with her. That was my education. So I don't have the letters after my name, which I honor. I've just totally enjoyed your guests to this point as they've developed what they have. But out of my experience came this need to develop coherence. And at that time, I didn't even understand what it was. Once the work started to develop, like people were coming because I was able to do intuitive guidance and work with my intuition. But one day I noticed as I was moving my hands, the energy was moving and this lattice started to show itself. At first, I experienced it in my own field and I thought it was just for me because I was such a mess. My energy was everywhere. And then I started to receive and channel this EMF balancing technique. And I am not put together like that. And it came layer by layer. And now I see how important it is because we are expanding consciousness. We are coming online as a multidimensional human being. And it's really helpful to be able to be coherent in the way we, and I'm moving because I'm watching the energy, in the way we direct our energy and how we pull from our history and how we give and receive in the world. And this system helps us with the expansion of our consciousness to bring through each one of us our piece of the puzzle. You know, you said, Monica, you said that you were a student. And what I've always known is that even as a teacher, you're a student. Yes. And as a student, you're a teacher. And our figure eight now is very, very strong. And that's what I like, having that with everyone I meet. There's this beautiful figure eight where we learn and we teach. And a lot of times people will say as they go through the course, I have learned so much more about myself and the universe and the energy. And that's what we want. The more we learn and grow, the better.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. One of the things I always loved about your teachings of the EMF work is that it's about balancing our, it's self-balancing our energy field. And that's where the magic lays. You were always teaching us we are just like a catalyst to help the human balance themselves.
Absolutely. And I was very clear on that from the beginning, that this was such a great opportunity. It was such a great privilege. And it's like the movements, and I'll name each one of the 12 phases, but I just wanted to give a little more background. Movements are very much like Tai Chi. And you work with the person, and there's very specific energy patterns we follow. And those energy patterns, that's how we speak the language of energy. And then we have some words we say. So the person is going in a certain direction for evolution. But what's most important is that everybody responds according to their inner wisdom. I never look at someone and think their energy needs to be this or this. I look right to the core. And we speak wholeness to wholeness, core to core, holiness to holiness. And that's what brings out the expression of this person, this being, into the energy of their wholeness and to become more of who they are, to know why they're here and what comes next.
Absolutely. And I'm really excited, Peggy, that I believe you're actually going to be offering the EMF courses online.
Yes, for the first time online, EMF balancing technique. And I'm going to begin November 11th of this year. People can find out about it at the website, of course. But I want to say something about the name. Because this was all channeled and the light was brilliant and the energy was brilliant. And when it came time to name it, I thought it was going to be my opportunity to name because I did all this work, my human mind. And I wanted Stargate. but apparently Brother Brigitte, that was his work. And yeah, they said, no.
I think Brigitte knows it.
On another level,
yeah.
As I'm viewing those that I work with, I wanted something really, look, I just wanted something that would be really special and would appeal to people. And I get EMF balancing technique. And I'm like, I don't like that. I don't want to name it that. And I was given, again, very strong on the levels that I work with, that, as you said, one day human beings will know the importance of the electromagnetic field and human consciousness. Mm-hmm. And look what's happening today. It's here. And I'm so grateful for the coherence that comes with it. I didn't realize how important that was. At that time, we were really busy in expanded consciousness. And I spent about 15 years trying to get out of my body just so I could continue to be in that energy of infinite love. And what I've learned is that we channel it through. It transforms us. It's in everyone. There is a strength of that energy of infinite love that I expect to see in my lifetime. I've been told I'm pretty stubborn and that I will stay around to see it, where the energy of infinite love is channeled. We are channeling through it. We are expressing it in ways we've never done before. And I believe that time is upon us. It's coming quickly now.
Peggy, I know this is a short program, and yes, most people don't know this. We've already decided it's going to be part one of two parts.
Because yes, we love you so much, Peggy. We definitely want you back for a part two because you have so much to share.
I know we're halfway through the program already. What is the cosmic lattice? In a nutshell.
The universal calibration lattice is our personal connection to what Kryon has called the cosmic lattice. Mm-hmm. And the cosmic lattice is the one field, I call it the universal field. It's that which connects all of us. And as someone who touched the cosmic lattice and grabbed hold and didn't want to let go, and all of my energy centers opened up and everything, I became awake and aware so quickly. It took me 15 years before I could actually express and work through the universal calibration lattice. It facilitates our connection with the one field, the cosmic lattice, the universal field, that which connects us all, in a way that we can then be coherent, expand our consciousness, live, think, breathe in this multidimensional reality. It is different. And I know everybody would like it to be simple, and I would too, but I'm finding that as we are evolving, and I see us all as evolutionaries, I'm an evolutionary too, but as we are evolving, the energy patterns become more complex and more brilliant, and our nervous systems and our bodies and our ability to reason in an evolutionary way changes. That's what's happening for us.
When you started going, I can only imagine what it felt like when you thought you had figured out who you were and what you were doing. And then suddenly, and it was probably 2012 or thereafter, which, of course, doesn't surprise me at all, we're starting to get into Master Activation Series. Completely different. Different in some ways, and yet I'm sure it's hooked to everything you've done. Tell us about that one.
All right. Well, the EMF balancing technique has layers by layers and movements that we have. They're in a series of four. Like the first one is evolutionary foundations, and that's phases 1 through 4. They're in phases. And then the next set of four is masters in practice. I see us that way. And that's phases 5 through 8. And then the last one is freedom in the energy of infinite love. And that's about being a universal human and the different aspects of what it means to be a universal human. And if you look at that, it says EMF, Evolutionary Foundations, yes. Masters in Practice, Freedom and Love. But so there's 12 phases for the EMF balancing technique. And that created a beautiful foundation. I started to channel. Things changed for me in 2012. Mm-hmm. I thought, and it was not so easy. It was more. Kryon has described me as iron being sharpened by iron. Apparently, there was another round.
He actually used the word in channel to you. He says iron sharpens iron. And yeah. that was the metaphor of who you are, what you've been through. And at that point in time, I think the channel was, what's going to happen to you, which has happened.
yes. And to me, I've been through a lot of experiences and I've learned a lot. I feel like I've become more compassionate and more loving. Mm-hmm. I already thought I was quite compassionate and loving, apparently. There was a difference of opinion in the universe or in other places, but I've understand so much more. And out of that, I started to do this other work online, and then it developed to what it is now, the Master Activation Series. These series are very compact. When people go through them, it's like I come into the channel with into these events with the direction we're going, and then I channel it, and also the people that are involved who are taking the series, their energy contributes to it, and we wind up with these. Like right now, we're doing the universal field, unique and united, and we have universal presence, and we have the universal bridges of grace, and there's just been all of these different. I even had the universal energy of money, but this latest one, the universal field, unique and united. It's like the energies have gotten stronger and stronger, and I get to channel them, then I set them. They're set in words, and the energy is attached to the words, and then I pass them along so that when people take these activations, they learn how to give them, and they also learn how to teach them.
Peggy, what we're on our like 8-minute mark now.
All right.
Left, and I want to ask. I'm a regular person, and I'm watching the show, and I'm hearing all this wonderful stuff. How can I benefit right now from what you have?
Brings you more into alignment with the core energy, your source energy of who you are. It helps to open up your creative, your co-creative energies. It helps you with the expansion of consciousness to be able to. I understand that there are some things we can't quite make sense of yet, but that doesn't keep me from trying. So what people benefit from is they start to feel more connected, mm-hmm. more aware, mm-hmm. they become more creative. Just this past week, I had somebody who said her daughter was autistic. And the first time she had the first session, her daughter started to speak. Mm-hmm. And her daughter is in school now and things. I mean, we've had a lot of spontaneous healings. I haven't focused on those because sometimes they happen and sometimes they don't. And to me, the miracles already happened. Stephen, my husband Stephen, has always said that. The miracle that you're waiting for has already happened. It's you. You're the miracle. And we know that. So why would someone take this? To feel more connected inside of themselves, to be in a place of expanded consciousness, to be able to look at what's happening, to see the shifting reality, and to be able to contribute to their own lives and to the lives of the collective in a way that is much more effective. I mean, to me, I love waking up every morning, and I don't think there's anything wrong with me. It's not like we have to wake up and say, oh, well, I need to improve this, I got to improve that. So it's just exciting to be able to wake up and say, well, I've got another chance to become more of who I am, and to do it, and I do this when no one's looking, to do it with the best of my ability, with joy in my heart, for the opportunity to love. This is the energy of the EMF balancing technique. It wakes you up even more to that which is already in you.
I think, Peggy, for me, after having done many sessions and learning about it, what is so beautiful about this work is that it's all about the innate wisdom of the individual. You said that yourself. Your mm-hmm. innate wisdom will guide this. And I think what you said is true. I personally have had people have spontaneous healing when giving a session, and yet we cannot say EMF creates spontaneous healing. It creates whatever the innate needs for that person to experience, and their innate guides the process. So it's, to me, I guess, a really evolutionary tool that works with the innate and consciousness at. How do you measure that? I don't know. We measure the effects. We measure the direct effects. But
to me, it's always been about opening opening the door.
Yeah.
And that's to let people, you know, to train them to be aware of what's there. They're more than, as Quine says, more than they think. And also, once the door opens, as you know, then they see what they didn't see before, and all of this comes flooding in. And that's when you get some of the results. And quite often the door isn't open, and that's what Peggy said. We've got 5 minutes left,
okay.
And so what I'd love you to do is just say whatever you'd like to say. We have a lot of people watching. This particular show is the once-a-month free show, so this is going to go to a whole lot of people who have not seen this, or even in the channeling. So there's lots of new things here, and so this is our opportunity here for you just for the last few minutes to say whatever you'd like to say.
I would like to expand or to just repeat what Monica had said. Always this work from the very beginning when I was giving these patterns, when I started to channel this energy through, and I know how strong the energy of infinite love is. We always asked permission to work with the field. That was always in this work. And it was always, and even now when I speak or we do the activations or all any work I do, I always start with, you will respond and calibrate energetically according to your inner wisdom, the innate wisdom within you. That has always been. Mm-hmm. And that to me is, that is, even as we start to communicate with one another through the one field and we're continuing to communicate with one another energetically, I think it's really important that we have that respect for one another, that we have that kind of wisdom for one another to allow, because what happens is things that we couldn't even understand or describe, that's when the spontaneous healings may happen or big quantum leaps and understanding happen. It's these energetic patterns of the EMF balancing technique. I'm so excited to be teaching it online, the phases 1-4 in November. It's been quite a while since I've had the opportunity to teach this work.
That's right.
And I've returned to it, and I can see where the patterns are timeless, and they're really important for us to support ourselves in this time of change. What we are doing is we are helping one another help ourselves. That's another thing, that beautiful figure eight, that honoring, that let's grow together. And that's what I love. I've loved watching you, the guests that have been on the program so far. I love to see the work that's out there, and I'm so excited to see that we've come together and that we're able to present with you. And I'm just absolutely adoring the energies that are being brought to the planet at this time, and to see you all involved with this and what Cryon has brought to us. Thank you so much. I mean, I could talk about my work forever. I could take you through. I got choked up because there was a channeling that wanted to come through and I have to stop it. But I would just say a big heart-to-heart hug to everyone. To know your energy of wholeness. May you know your energy and know, like together you can affirm, I am wholehearted, multidimensional me. That's who you are. And for me, and if you'd like to, I am an evolutionary. We've had enough revolutionaries on this planet. Uh-oh, my finger went up. Enough revolutionaries on the planet. It's time for the evolutionary. And again, thank you so, so much.
Absolutely. Peggy, will you just share with us the website where people can go to get more information, to let people know where they can reach you, and that you have many practitioners all around the world, which they can access through your website.
Yes, it's www.peggyphoenixdubrow.com, and they can go there, and then if they have other questions, they can contact us.
Beautiful.
Peggy Phoenix Dubrow is one of the few, maybe five or six on the planet, whose Cryon has actually given a Lemurian name, has identified her as one of the ones who has the first core information. And if you take a look at her work, 1988, she has been teaching all this. We have a lot of young people that we're interviewing coming forward, which appears to be very new information, and you realize that it's all core information. It is their truth, and they're putting it into processes and situations that's helping all of us. Peggy, however, has been doing it for a very, very long time, over 30 years, and this is an example of the kind of people we want to bring to you to show you. These things, folks, are not new. They are ancient, they're beautiful, they're intuitive, they are wise, and we're starting to awaken to many of them, and that's why we brought her here. So, Peggy, thank you so much. And we are now going to tell all of our folks, again, thank you. And finally, it's time for a break. And at the end of the break, we will go into our circle of 12. We'll see you in 10 minutes. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming back from break. That seems like a funny way to say it, but I always wonder, are they going to come back or not?
And before we do the meditation that takes us into the circle of 12, Kryon is going to say, and so it is. And that is your opportunity to allow the process to continue. So we invite you to stay in the energy of the healing circle from Kryon. There's going to be music that will continue playing for some time after And So It Is. And just hold that space. And for some of you, you may find it difficult when Kryon gives you visuals to look at and your brain's trying to figure out, well, I'm not getting any images. Here's the advice that I want to give is to just close your eyes and don't worry if there's no images coming to you. Mm-hmm. Simply connect in with a feeling of gratitude that there is a portal of energy that's being transmitted during this process. It has nothing to do with what you're visually seeing. Simply allow yourself to bathe in the energy and don't worry about what pictures do or don't come to you. Mm-hmm. Others, of course, will have beautiful visions, and I think that's all the instructions we need.
I think that's good.
Yeah. So I invite you to close your eyes. As we prepare for the circle of 12, let us begin by giving honor and thanks to Mother Gaia. She is our original parent, and Mother Gaia gives us all we need. Thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. And let us give honor and thanks to the Star Mothers. Thank you, Star Mothers, for being here. Thank you, Star Mothers, for loving us. The Star Mothers are our spiritual parents who came to Earth as part of a grand system to give us the spark of divinity. This piece of God that lives inside is the power of the God energy within the human being. You are part of the system of the Creator that is biased in love. Let us affirm our willingness to receive the unconditional love of the Creator. I am willing to accept the perfect love of the Creator. I am willing to accept the perfect love of the Creator. I am willing to accept the perfect love of the Creator. Let us now continue towards the circle of 12 and let us affirm that we give permission to connect with the God inside.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon. Come closer. Oh, come closer, dear ones, for this is the only thing I can say that makes any sense to any of you regarding what can happen. What can happen right now? Perhaps you have taken this journey before. I hope you have. I told my partner some time ago, this is a journey that humanity should take on a regular basis. It's not a pretend journey. The visualization that follows is not a visualization. It is an exercise of moving between dimensions. It is something that was not necessarily available to all humanity until now. You might say that in a certain way, everything
was available and everything is possible. But to the human being, there are things which would put the brakes on how far you might go, because you are so fond of the reality that you're in. There are those who will come to this particular meeting and they'll say, I want to proceed. I want to visualize. I want to be there. But when I get to a certain place, it seems like the brakes are put on. I can only go so far. You'd be right. And this is why we repeat it. And we repeat it. Because this particular exercise is moving into a multidimensional place that you don't normally go to. This place is a place that is coming online, you might say, in consciousness to those who understand even a little bit of what you might be able to do. We are going to step out of the four-dimensional existence that you say is your reality. And in that, we step into a multidimensional place that goes beyond what you think is real. And we've had that discussion before. What is real? We'll always ask that question, dear ones. You might say again, well, Mr. Chandler, what is real to me is what I can touch and feel. And I say again to you, that is the attribute of four-dimensionality. But when you get past that, does that mean it's not real? When you graduate to a new level from one that you liked before, does that mean that the new level doesn't exist? Or does that just mean you're fond of the one you're in? It's difficult to go where we're going to take you. But I always want to take you there. Always come closer. Come closer and listen. There's a bridge that you must cross. It's a metaphoric one in this vision of yours. And the vision that you have of this bridge is important. And the reason is because it's a signal to your body, to your consciousness, to your innate, to your soul, that you are going to broach a dimension. In other words, you're going to go through it. A wall, we have said before, a belief. And you're actually going to go there. This is not just a visualization. Multidimensionality is that way, dear ones. You can sit in the chair and go on a trip, and you know that. Any out-of-body experience that is so real to many will tell you that. They left their body, and they can see themselves still in four dimensions, even as they travel. That then asks the question, what is real, and where are you? And the answer is yes. Multidimensionality allows for you being in two places at the same time. So let's go there. All of this gets you ready to see the bridge. That bridge may change shape from time to time, from meeting to meeting, but it's always there. The bridge represents going into the unknown, a place where you may say you've been before. Well, Crying, I've done a number of these meetings. Now let's just go through the mist. Oh, really? So you think you know what's always on the other side of the mist? You don't. You don't. Because multidimensionality is just that. You don't walk into dimension number 5. You walk into all of them. And when you do, things change. If you have been successful so far and you've started to understand where you're going and you're more comfortable, what you're going to see on the other side of the mist is far different than the first time you went. Don't make up your mind that you know what's going to happen here. As you look at the bridge, you realize it must be a bridge across something. It's not just a bridge lying in the dirt. Indeed, there is something. It's either a small creek or it's the Grand Canyon. For you, it's whatever it is that takes you from what you know to what you don't know. And the deeper the cavern, the more unsure you are. The deeper the cavern is a symbol, actually, a metaphor of how difficult it might be for you to go into this reality I would like you to go into. This circle of 12. The bridge has a mist right in the middle. You're going to have to go through it. And we've told you this before. Every single meeting, we're going to go through the mist. Everyone. Going through the mist would seem to be a metaphor, dear ones, of moving from the one reality sight to another. It's a little more than that. That mist represents moving into a place you didn't expect. You're not going to go to simply the other side of the chasm. You're going into your soul. Now, you might say, well, I'm not sure I understand going into my soul. And I will tell you, you're absolutely truthful and correct. You don't understand. Because moving into your soul is something that humanity doesn't do. The shamans of the past, if you ask them, they'll tell you what it is. And it took them years to understand that it was even possible. Some figured it was only a fleeting vision of something. They didn't understand that it belonged to them. They didn't go anywhere. They simply became multidimensional, and suddenly it opened up. You're about to travel inside of the most divine part of you that exists, and a part of you that's always been there, always prepared for you. Always ready for you. And in that place, oh, there's so much that we can do. Come closer. Step onto the bridge, dear ones. Walk toward the mist. And understand that you shouldn't do it casually. You're about ready to go through the mist. Take off your shoes. It's an honor, is it not? Taking off your shoes is a symbol for divinity, for sacredness, because you're about to visit the most sacred thing that is for you, moving into an ancient place that represents the future, and that's your soul. Move through the mist with me, dear ones. Let me take your hand. Come with me. Now that you've moved through this mist, do you see anything at all? What is it that you're supposed to see? You see, you see, you see. Almost all of these kinds of meditations guide you to what you're supposed to see, and not this one. I'm inviting you to see the majesty and the grandeur of you. What does that look like? This will change as we go, dear ones, so much. Don't be surprised if the first thing you see is the peacefulness of a rainforest, or you see that partner of yours called Gaia, Mother Nature, the beauty of all things that are, The most beautiful things that you've ever seen often come from the planet. And if you're seeing that, it's a good step forward, because it means you're ready, truly, to understand something that you don't understand now. And here's what you don't understand. You belong here. You are loved beyond measure. It's not an accident you're on the planet. Welcome to a place you deserve to be in. Welcome to a place you deserve to be in. As you walk around in this place, if you want to call it that, this dimensionality, some have already reported they're not walking the same way. Some even think they might be floating a little. Because when you get out of four dimensions, things change in the way you perceive even how you travel. But for this exercise, I want you to stay on the ground because of where we're going. At this particular juncture, every single time, we invite you to see the temple. And we call it a temple, the temple of you. Because in almost every culture, a temple represents sacredness. A temple represents something you go into to meet something grander. And you'd be right. Because this particular temple and the door of this temple, as it always is and always will be, represents going in to that place which resounds to the formula of consciousness, the fours, the twelves, the mathematics of all that is. That's the 12. It's the soup of reality that contains all the dimensions that there are created that you can be in all at once. And because you can be in them all at once, you're going to have things happen in that place. Go in there with me. What does it look like? It doesn't matter. It will change every time. Let it be made of crystalline if you wish. Let it be made of plants if you wish. Whatever it is that is you or makes you feel peaceful, walk in there with me. And there it is yet again, the amphitheater. You see it right away. How big is the amphitheater? Some of you have been with me in this journey before, and you're recognizing that that amphitheater is getting a bit larger. A bit larger. You're going to go in that circle, a round amphitheater with a stage sunken in the middle, seats around all of it. You come down the aisle and you walk on that stage, because what comes next is always what this is about. I want you to sit in the chair that is there. And that chair can be any size, any color, made of anything you want to. It's simply where you're going to receive what you came for. And what you came for, dear ones, may be peace. Lack of frustration, healing for your body. All of that is in the chair. Will you sit there? Come closer. I want you to sit in this chair and make some proclamations. What is it you came for? Because as you may or may not notice, those chairs around that amphitheater are filling up. And they're starting to fill up, not just with those perhaps you've loved and lost, not necessarily all the angels around the galaxy or the universe, or not necessarily even your past lives. I'll tell you, those are citizens of creation. They're anyone who has a soul like yours. Because when you step into a multidimensional space, you step into everyone else's space. Did you know that? There is a celebration about to occur. But for today, every single chair is one of your cells, and you have trillions of them. And they're there right now. order to comfort you and say, we are listening. Tell us what you need. Tell us what you want. Tell us about the healing you came for. Instruct us. We love you. We are listening to you in this multidimensional space. It's more than a vision. We are ready to hear you speak your truth. And don't be afraid to even speak it in the chair where you sit, which is also the chair in the amphitheater. I have come today, you might say, for health. I have come today for strength, for happiness and joy. I have come today so I will never fear again. I have come today for solutions to problems that I know are there in almost every chair around me. And that's where you're going to sit. Oh, dear ones, I want you to return to this place with or without this vision, and we're going to continue to take you there and continue to remind you of your magnificence every one of these meetings. But for now, that's enough, isn't it? You're going to come with me here again, and we'll do multiple kinds of things. But for now, why don't you just stay there for a while? Without interruption, why don't you just sit there for a little while? You don't have to go back over the bridge. Because when you decide to come from this vision, from this place, dimensionality will return you right to the place you are in the dimension you think you belong to. I'm Kryon, and this is why I'm here. Come closer. And so it is.